Every day, in communities just like yours, men and women devote their lives to building our economies, brick by brick and job by job. These are their stories. You're listening to From the Ground Up, North America's Top 50 Economic Developers, hosted by Tim Tarantine and Amanda Harrison.
Hey there, we're so glad that you're joining us today for From the Ground Up, North America's Top 50 Economic Developers. I'm Amanda Harrison here with Tim Tarantine. And of course, we've got yet another one of our best in the field lined up to speak with you today.
So I had the opportunity, Amanda, to talk with Victor Smith. He's the Secretary of Commerce for the state of Indiana, a state that continues to grow under his leadership. Victor is on the governor's cabinet, Governor Mike Pence's cabinet, and leads the domestic and international economic development agenda for the entire state, which is a big position. He was appointed in 2013. He comes to that position from private industry, which really helps his approach and his fresh leadership as it pertains to economic development in the state of Indiana. They're an aggressive state under his leadership. He was really passionate about having more Hoosiers working than ever before in history. And that kind of passion and strategy and the commitment to that is what makes Victor Smith a special, special economic developer in North America. So I'm excited to have talked with him, and I hope you'll enjoy the conversation. I think we'll all learn something from the state of Indiana from Victor.
Victor Smith, Tim Tarantine with Consultant Connect. Congratulations for being named one of North America's top 50 economic developers. I'm glad to have you on the call.
Thanks, Tim, for including me.
Absolutely. So, Victor, let's get it started. I want our listening audience to know what's one thing everyone should know about you and the work you do.
I come at this directly from the private sector, having run a manufacturing company the last 17 years. So not only do I have the privilege of serving a great governor here, Governor Mike Pence of Indiana, but I come from the private sector. So it's a great foot in each canoe, both part of his really collaborative team, but also firmly rooted in my manufacturing background.
Sure. And that manufacturing background probably serves you quite well as you look to deal with businesses. Let's talk about kind of how you got into it. So you started in private sector. And the question really is, how did you choose a career in economic development? Or from your bio, it sounds like economic development might have chose you.
Well, great. As a born and raised Hoosier, I was blessed substantially with a great professional career. Grew a company with a partner, a couple partners over a 17-year period. That culminated in selling that company. It was in the semiconductor capital equipment industry. Sold that company as it candidly just got a little too large for the few partners we had. Really needed to grow globally with a much larger publicly traded company, and God blessed us with that opportunity. And as I was looking for that next thing to do, a very good friend and a guy I admire substantially, Governor Mike Pence, was just elected as Indiana's 50th governor and asked me to come alongside and to provide this opportunity for me to serve a state that's been so good to me and my family. And I'm really excited to play this role.
Outstanding. So you came over, you made the transition into state government as Secretary of Commerce. Now, tell us about the team that you've built there in Indiana.
You know, Tim, the team here at what's called the Indiana Economic Development Corporation is a fantastic team. It is a talented team of professionals that really serves not only each other and the state, but serves what we like to say our customers well. We collectively are responsive. We really espouse to the next man up philosophy, meaning we're always looking to cultivate and train the person that would be our replacement, always with the customer in mind. So responsiveness, I think we're going to be best in class as far as the quality and the speed in which we respond. Our governor has given us the directive that we operate at the speed of business, and we like to say we do.
Outstanding. And that is a great thing to hear. Now, when you think about what's going on in the economy today, or specifically in the state of Indiana, what's keeping you up at night? What are the things where you say, wow, if we don't get here, we'll be in trouble?
You know what? What keeps me up at night are there are still Hoosiers here that are able and qualified to get a job and are still looking for those jobs. And I feel like that's really where I can help, Tim. It provides that service that I was talking about before. We're always out there looking to make sure that we tell Indiana's story. Because I'm firmly committed and I firmly believe that armed with the facts, companies are going to choose to locate or expand their business right here in Indiana just because of the great tax climate, the available and ready workforce. We're a right-to-work state. You know, we lead the Midwest as far as the tax environment. And I really think just with the location being in the kind of middle of everything we like to say, I think armed with the facts, companies are going to choose Indiana. And so what keeps me up at night is just I need to get a bigger megaphone, look for as many opportunities as I can across the globe and around the other 49 states to continue to tell Indiana's story.
Outstanding. That's a great burden to carry with you. And it sounds like you've got great focus around that. I want to talk to you now a bit about what's a win. How do you define success, both as a leader for yourself, and then how do you define success for IEDC?
How do I define success as a leader is the sense that the team has embraced the clear goals and clear roles. So to me, clear roles and clear goals are important. The governor has provided us with clear roles and clear goals. The clear goal being that more Hoosiers be working than any other time in Indiana history. That high watermark was set in the month of March in the year 2000. Non-agricultural, non-governmental jobs, because you shouldn't get credit for government jobs, we think. Non-governmental, non-agricultural jobs, which was a 2,612,000. When the governor took office, we were about 150,000 shy of that, and we are closing the gap very quickly. So a win, as far as I'm concerned, is that when we hit that point, that more Hoosiers have been working than any other time in our state's history. And I looked very optimistically that we're going to hit that in his first term.
That's great. I want to talk to you a bit now about the other side, the shadow side of success, which is failures. And they say that we learn more from our failures than our successes. Tell us about a project or a deal that fell through and what you might have learned from it.
Well, there's a little tiny word called humility, and that's important because it's important to make sure that you respect and maintain humility in both losses and in wins. In Indiana, we tend to be fairly modest, so that might come a little easier to some than others. But I think maintaining humility in a win and a loss is important. I look at a loss. I'm not going to mention the company specifically just because I can't do that based on my relationship and my commitment to them. But, you know, there was a business that I really would like to have landed. We had lots of tentacles of this larger company, and we were looking at much more of a headquarters type, kind of front office type of move. I really thought we had an opportunity to do that, and it didn't go our way. Now, we got the benefit of having substantial investment from this company, both in a manufacturing and a call center and other types of investments, but we didn't get the motherlode headquarters. And I think there was some politics that played in that, but it certainly was not based on our efforts. It certainly wasn't based on the tax climate here. It certainly wasn't based on kind of objective things. I think it was very much subjective in how we lost that. And that's one that I kind of kicked the ground on. But again, you learn from that. You maintain humility both in wins and in losses, and you learn from it. So it was a good lesson for me.
Outstanding. So when you think about leadership, and you obviously are leading, what's one lesson in leadership that you've experienced that you think our listening audience, other economic developers, site selectors could learn from? What's that one big lesson?
Well, I'll tell you what, from a leadership perspective, where I've really learned is something that our governor not only shows by example, but also mandates, which is collaboration. One thing that I've seen that I've learned from is specifically on the collaboration front is the governor requiring that all other state agencies work together because jobs is our number one goal. And if we're going to get to that ultimate number of having more Hoosiers work than any other time in our state's history, then it's going to take the team. And by the team, I mean not just folks here at the Indiana Economic Development Corporation, but it's going to take our Department of Workforce Development. It's going to take the Department of Transportation. It's going to take the DNR folks. It's going to take the education folks. It's going to take higher education. It's going to take pre-K. It's going to take everybody.
That's right.
And having sat in cabinet meetings when the governor says, okay, what is your agency doing today to help create jobs, to help the IEDC, and going around the table really just showed his commitment and the collaboration that is being mandated to have all of our agencies work together for that number one overarching goal, then more Hoosiers be working than any other time in our state's history. That was a very powerful lesson that our governor demonstrated.
That is a powerful story and a powerful approach Victor, I'm going to get you out of here on this one. As you look into the future, if you had a crystal ball, what do you feel will be the most important thing for communities and economic developers to focus on? Where will we get the biggest bang for our buck moving forward?
Well, it's got to be education. I think roads have to be a given. An attractive tax policy has to be a given. So the infrastructure and the attractive business environment have to be given. If you don't have those, you're not even going to get considered by companies when they're looking to either expand or to locate. I think the kicker, the differentiating factor, is going to be in workforce. Governor Pence has made it a big issue. His number one issue of this session right now, it's an education session. So we want to lift up and celebrate those students that want to go on a track to go get a four-year college degree and beyond. But we also want to make sure we're lifting up those that want to maybe jump right into the workforce today. They really want to get into these very advanced manufacturing, very technically oriented, high-paying jobs, and not look at that as a plan A and a plan B, but to celebrate that and the individual choice and to celebrate that as two plan A's, if you will. So I think providing those educational opportunities and really developing a workforce and the broad spectrum of workforce that's needed in today's economy is going to be the differentiating factor. And I'm very happy to say that Indiana is leading that charge.
I tell you, Victor, I appreciate your leadership. I appreciate your approach to economic development from the Secretary of Commerce office. It is, in fact, powerful and refreshing. We encourage you to continue your great work. And I thank you for what you're doing to help turn our nation's economy around. Most of all, congratulations on being named one of North America's top 50 economic developers.
Thank you for tuning in to North America's Top 50, produced by Consultant Connect, where we're working to bridge the gap between leading economic developers and location consultants. To learn more about what we do and how to get involved, please visit consultantconnect.com or tweet me at Ron Kitchens.